I just want to follow up with Brother Jake's comment. The stoning of Stephen is fulfilling this parable that the Lord had mentioned in Luke 19, when he says that in Luke 19, verse 12, a certain nobleman who went into a far country to receive himself a kingdom, and his servants hated him, and they sent a messenger after him, saying, "We would not have this man to rule over us." So Stephen was just like the messenger. After they crucified Christ, is the messenger that they sent after him, "We would not have this man to rule over us." And another parable in Luke 13, the man that had a fig tree, and he went to seek fruit out of that fig tree, and he found nothing, and he asked the dresser to cut it down. Why bother the land? Why occupy the land? And then the dresser says to him, you know, he says to the dresser, "Those 3 years I have not received any fruit from this fig tree. Cut it down. Why cumber the land?" And then the answer was, "Let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, if it not, then after this thou shalt cut it down." So the time has come when this nation, as we heard, time after the other, bear no fruit, and it was time to cut it down. And it was time for the message and the gospel to go out for the nations, which sets the stage for the Apostle Paul, the Apostle of the Gentiles, to be chosen and come out in the ministry. So in chapter 7, it's the rejection of the messenger and the complete rejection of the nation. Chapter 8, we see the Ethiopian eunuch being saved. Chapter 9 is the conversion of the Apostle Paul. And as it is in most cases with God, it chooses the one that is most unqualified for the message, the one whom we have heard, "Oh, the persecutor and blasphemer and injurious, who persecuted the name of the Lord and the Lord Jesus Christ." Upon him falls this choosing. And he says in Galatians 1, "When it pleased God, who has separated me from my mother's womb and saved me by his grace, to show his son in me, I conferred not with flesh and blood." It was God's choosing, and man had nothing to do with the choosing of the Apostle Paul. And he went with full power of the Spirit to the Gentiles, bringing the fruit unto God. And this was the beginning of his ministry here.